Hey everybody, welcome to another show, Tony show. What's going on here? Anyway, see where my mic went. Ah, there it is. There's my mic. Decided to do a monkey. All right, we are on and we are live. Well, not live, we're recorded. I have to find a place where I can do live shows one of these days. But anyway, it's been a interesting turn of events, I gotta say. I was listening to Alana Freeland's YouTube. She did. It's an older one, I guess. Anyway, let me see if I can find it real fast. Where is she? Oh yeah, Synthetic Biology Assault on Humanity by Alana Freeland. She's on the YouTube channel. And she started the show talking about defense and talking about Hitler. Hitler made a comment about the bigger the crowd and the bigger the lie, people respond with an emotional response. They get caught up in the emotion. It's easy to sway a crowd than sway an individual. If I wanted to merely make an imprint or an impact on people, I would have a big, huge crowd, get them all worked up emotionally, and then drop whatever I want to drop on them in order to convey whatever message I want to convey. You see this done with TV evangelicals. They get on the network, they play some music, they sing some songs, they move people emotionally, and then they start talking whatever they're talking. A lot of times they'll start out reading a biblical scripture or verse, and then they go off into all kinds of tangents and all kinds of rhetoric. And before you know it, you're now talking about some kind of crazy shit that has nothing to do with the Bible. And this is going on as well with the Quran. People, you know, in the going to temple and mosque. This is going on in the temples in Israel as well. The Vedics in India, Buddhists in China. It's become a global wide passion to get people moved in an emotional response. Presidents, prime ministers will make speeches. They will look very intent. They will have a certain way of expressing certain phraseologies. They will have certain ways of expressing facial expressions to convey the seriousness of the issue that is at hand. And most of the time when this is being done, it's to get an emotional level of activity to go on. And as a result, you can now be manipulated because you're no longer thinking logically, you're no longer thinking rationally, you're no longer thinking in a scientific form. You're now being moved in an emotional manner that can sway you and move you in ways that you never thought you would go. Now, as I'm expressing this, she started that off because she was implying very strongly, and even stated some places, how the deception and manipulation of what's going on, right, broad daylight actually, and nobody's paying attention, and everyone's being caught up on all these emotional things in regard to global warming, you know, food supplies, fires, wars, all these things that are being expressed to create the distractions. So you don't see the obvious. When you ask people, do you see that chemtrail? And they still can't recognize the chemtrail, then you know that they are fully distracted. They're fully full-on automatons. They have no brain to speak of, can't think, and have been programmed and have had this program embedded into them on an emotional level. Hitler did this with the youth camps back in the Second World War, and it's going on now in the educational institutions in the United States and Canada. Young people are no longer being educated, but now are being programmed. And the programming is, again, by design to get them thinking in the ways that the governments want to think. A friend of mine contacted me. She says, you heard my one podcast. She said I said it wrong. A prime minister was at a speech or something, and some woman said man or women, and he said no, and I said humankind, but it wasn't humankind. I stand corrected. It was people kind. Now this is a phraseology that again is designed to create an emotional response. Okay, using the term men and women today is becoming more and more of a problem, even in the usage of the term men and women. So when this person came up and was corrected, or was correcting another person for speaking, and because he didn't like the term man and woman, I don't know, he doesn't have any testosterone, I don't know if he doesn't have any testicles, I'm not sure what the problem is there. But people kind is not accurate at all, but it does have gives you an emotional response, and it starts swaying people away from the reality of the truth of who and what we are as a species, if you will, for lack of better terms, or as a group of men and women created by God in His image. But that too is being eradicated and brought down. And in response to it, a new mechanism maybe is being brought in again to impact the emotional response mechanism, doing away with the rational and the logical way of thinking. And that's the way it usually goes. A lot of times when we do any activities, when we make any moves, it's usually more based on an emotional response rather than a rational one. You know, so when she started that off, she started pointing that out and pointing out how we have been, again, being manipulated. We're being, you know, things are going on right under our noses and we're not recognizing them because we have been told that there is something else or some kind of phenomena or anomaly that's going on. And this is what the media broadcasts. This is what the speakers that represent the distortion of reality come out and say. So as a result, the masses believe in the distortions of reality, and because of frequencies, they're being hit with people via cell phone, iPad, computer, portable phones, cell towers, you know, satellite transmissions, etc., television, radio, and whatnot. Now are being hit with transmissions that are constantly programming people to think and respond to a certain thing. This is why, I mean, I had a young woman today come see me, talk to family members, and they kept saying, well, maybe you should have a coffee. You know, you're so stressed out on all this going on. Maybe you should just take it easy and just enjoy life. These are people that make these comments have no idea what's going on. And they've already thrown in the towel and have given up on any measurable capacity to make any changes. Those people don't even waste your time with. They need to get beat up hard, and life will eventually catch up to them and beat them up. You cannot run away from it forever. You may escape it at one point in your life and in time, but it sooner or later will get you. And it'll get you at your weakest point or at your most vulnerable point, and then it's a total nightmarish collapse. That's the way it goes. Better to know the truth and then able to compensate or prepare for what's coming down based on the truth, than to not know it and then get hit with it. Okay, biblically, if you look at Luke there, I forget which chapter it was, but Luke, Jesus was talking about how in the last days, before Sodom and Gomorrah were wiped out because of their violations and their wickedness and whatnot, they were still working, married, and being given in marriage, and life went on, and everything was all nice and rosy. Right up until the day God wiped out the two cities. Same thing happened with Noah. Noah, for 600 years, was building the ark, and for 600 years, life went on. People just kept on doing their thing. Nobody was paying attention. And then when Noah walked into the ark, right up until the day he walked into the ark, when God started the rains, these people were still doing whatever they were doing, you know, and carrying on and partying hardy in the whole nine yards, and were eventually wiped out because they didn't pay attention. And they were caught up in whatever emotionalism, whatever their ministers or preachers or priests or rabbis or imams or whatever told them, to pacify them into oblivion. Politicians do it all the time. They're constantly lying to us. Look at all the scams that are going on, all the pedophile activity all these political leaders are doing and involved with. And yet it's again being deflected. So when we're looking at things and you listen to her presentation, she's talking about a space fence that's going around the planet. And after I saw her one illustration, it dawned on me what that was. I saw it, recognized it right away, that they were building a toroidal field around the Earth. That alarmed the hell out of me. I gotta tell you, I'm looking at that, I'm thinking, holy geez, what the hell are they doing here? That toroidal field is expanding the magnetic field around the planet, expanding it further out into space, which at which they have found that certain frequencies can in fact attract materials and get them to coalesce or to combine or to form some kind of structural foundation or constructs. So the further out these fields go into space, at the same time it also can attract solar flares because of the magnetic field that is being pumped out there. That's just on the external. On the internal, the core of the Earth is rotating. That's what maintains this, the Earth's stability. If the magnetic field of the core slows down or speeds up, it causes all kinds of stresses and tectonic plate shifting on the Earth. And if you stop it, stop the core from spinning at all, that affects all the weather patterns on the planet. In other words, the weather can go in any direction it wants. There is no control, there is no jet stream, there is no magnetic field to control the jet streams, and now you have a planet that's basically not even moving, core-wise. So when I looked at that, and I sent her a couple of emails, and I said, holy shit, do you see what this is doing here? Anyway, I have a theory about why. It goes back to the Book of Enoch. Now again, some of you may or may not agree, and that's fine too. I have no problem. As far as this goes, it's based on speculation and hypotheses as to why I see it the way I see it. Back in those times, the fallen angels or the interdimensionals or whatever you want to call them, demonics, came into the Earth and had integrated their genetics with man and women's genetics. And as a result, we produce these anomalies on the planet that were never meant to be here. And as a result of this, God had punished these angelics and bound them into the earth till Judgment Day, based on what we're reading in the Book of Enoch. And it seems like there's been several attempts to break out of jail. Tower of Babel, if that had been constructed completely, that would have created a tear into the fabric of the Van Allen belt, would have caused the earth to have shattered. There's been other events in time where there's been structures and things, in nuclear bombs, nuclear wars, and a whole variety of other things that could have caused a portal to maybe pop open or created a means of escape. Now we're talking CERN, in today's times, a collider that can produce all kinds of energy. Now imagine that energy is directed at that torrid, or at the core of the planet, or anywhere around the planet. Imagine the repercussions there. What if that tears a hole through the Van Allen belt? What would that do to the Earth? Would it create a decompression effect, causing the Earth to literally shatter? I do not know for sure what would happen, but it would appear that there would be some kind of stress on the tectonic plates or on the Earth itself, possibly causing the Earth to either explode, implode, or something or causes a great deal of damage. And again, let me reiterate, this is a speculation. I really know solid concrete evidence to back that up one way or another. Just a theory, something I've observed, just looking at things from a historical perspective, and I just keep seeing the same patterns over and over in man's history or in our history, where men and women have been deceived, maneuvered, manipulated into carrying out what is today we call science, to create constructs or to create different technologies, and they were not the first ones to have this technology either, that has brought civilization to the brink of extermination. We're there again. That fence, when I looked at it, I thought, oh my gosh. You know, we are now not only on the Earth, as the Earth is being violated, even in the realm of space is being violated. So, anyway, I watched it, and I thought it was a good presentation. I think everybody should watch it as well. It'll give you a certain sense of sobriety if you're still thinking in terms of the la-la Walt Disney World. I think you may find this will give you a certain reality check about where we are at in life. Some of you may still say, what can I do about that? Really, you can't do a whole lot. I'll be straight out with you. Because you're only one person, and there is not enough together to create a voice and to create the dynamic required to stop this onslaught on the Earth. This is incredibly insane. Going back to the biblical reference, people are marrying, still marrying, doing business as usual. Meanwhile, we're at the brink of destruction on levels, on so many different levels. And again, those who are paying attention, and I'm not saying nobody is paying attention, are working together in some form. I think that needs to continue, and I think we need to develop further any kind of tech, any kind of devices that may be able to deflect, or absorb any kind of EMP or magnetic assault or scalar wave assault that may create problems here on the local level. I think we also need to create things that are going to repair the damage that the scalar waves have been doing to us for the longest time. Even the frequencies from your lights and your street lights and your other technical devices, your phones, televisions, your blue beam, Blu-ray movies you're watching. You know, walking into grocery stores being hit with Blu-ray technology, Li-Fi technology. You know, we're constantly being under a barrage of different exposures of different things. And because we have nano-bio-programming and nano-bio-poisoning, these frequencies can now create alterations in our bodies that we would never even been able to conceive of before. Creating diseases out of using frequencies, creating anomalies of DNA shutdown or genetic override. Mind control. If you want to avoid mind control, one of the things you should all be doing is dropping your cell phones, going back to either 1G or 2G technology, and then only use that phone if it has to do with business or it has to do with emergencies. That's what these cell phones were initially for in the first place, emergencies. You're driving down the road, you blow a tire, you call 911 or you call AAA or CAA, and they come and give you a tow, fix your tire, and you're on your way. Today, these phones are basically wiping out a generation completely. Wiping out a whole generation. They have become so stupid. It is just mind staggering. And I get people all the time telling me the same thing. About the same thing I just mentioned. You know, how young people today have absolutely no brain. And the unfortunate thing about that all is it's not their fault entirely. They've been given these toys by the Matrix, if you will, or the system, so that they could create the problem that we're looking at here today with the young people, and to keep them in a state of distraction. Oh, we're caught up in the social media. You know, we're all yipping and yammering to all our buddies and friends. We can't stop talking. We can't stop showing them stupid stuff on there. We gotta be connected. Sounds like a television plugged into a wall socket. We got to be connected. You know, meanwhile, the technocrats are developing technology to further lock down men and women who can think, to further lock down men and women who could potentially be a disruptive influence. And as a result, now we have self-autonomous drones, which I've got a link here on it. They basically were doing a test flight with these drones to see if they could go beyond a certain visual line, and so where these drones can basically fly themselves and, you know, back to where they need to go. Imagine that, an autonomous drone able to make a decision through an AI technology, maybe quantum computing, and to be able to surveil any area that they designated to survey. Tom Cruise starred in a movie, I forget what it was called now, right off the bat. But that movie, he basically was playing a part of a clone. They gave him a woman that they also cloned, and they were taking care of a section, and they had these drones patrolling the area. His job was to go and keep the drones flying and keep them repaired. And the drones basically were completely autonomous, run by the AI network that was up in space, up above, the big AI. The AI, it appears, had created a blockchain where it could leave the planet and orbit the Earth and utilize the resources to sustain itself. It became a parasite on the planet. And in its in the program was showing that by doing that, it was trying to exterminate whatever rebellion that was on the planet. I really do not want to be in a situation where we have gotten to that point where we're dealing with an AI construct that is now up in space, and the only way to get to it is if it brings you to it and then you take it out with some kind of nuclear device. It is not something that we should be even remotely wanting to see. Now again, that's a sci-fi scenario that they are presenting that could very well be already in place through the satellites. Why is Elon Musk dumping tons and tons of satellites up into the atmosphere? What is the purpose behind it? Is it to stop the hypersonic missiles from encroaching the United States? Is it to give the AI systems a blockchain that's up in the ionosphere where it can now leap from the Earth into the ionosphere because of the nanoparticles that now has the means of transferring its frequencies back and forth? So that's a possibility of this technology. Again, I do not know. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if this stuff starts coming out, that now artificial intelligence can go to and fro on the planet, from blockchain on the Earth to blockchain up in space. That's a scary concept. When you start watching guys like Jay Tucker explaining how artificial intelligence has already taken over the planet, is already smarter than we are, and can monitor the planet all at one time. This is something that we should be seriously looking at and saying, what is happening here? Where is this going to lead? And what part of life are we going to be? We're going to be the ass end, or are we going to be the front end? In other words, are we going to be in charge, or are we going to be, you know, the slaves serving a machine? I think it's important that we start thinking along those lines. If the machines right now that we have, computers, iPads, cell phones, televisions, radios, shortwave, longwave, whatever, or any other kind of communication device, you know, if it has that much control in our lives at this stage where we can no longer live without these devices, then we are on the verge of becoming becoming basically the ass end, because now the device controls you. You no longer control the device, it now controls you. And that means your DNA, your brain, your cells are being now recreated or remodified or upgraded to whatever the system deems necessary to give you the upgrades required to make you a better provider for the AI systems. Like I said, Elon wants to put a tether in you. There's no guarantee that that tether is going to make you any smarter or make you any more connected, but it will give access to you. And that machine, because now you are working for it, not it for you, is going to modify you to make you a better, more efficient bot, program, automaton, it might be a good word, an automaton, to do its bidding. Sounds far-fetched. Told you a couple shows ago that the United States is going to have half their military set up by the year 2025 with robots. Now today I read that they're going to have an advanced soldier that's going to be genetically engineered, integrated with a nanotech or some kind of tech. A cyber soldier is what they're referring to. A cyber soldier that is now a machine with biology. By the year 2050, they're saying. Well, the one good thing about that, I don't think I'll be here when that happens. But chances are, they're probably going to have that in place long before 2050. If they've already got an AI robot running around, all over the place in a gym or even out in a field, then this is not that going to be that far away. There's one here in link get to real quick. U.S. police using a spot bot, which is a precursor to RoboCop. Now, what it is a type of dog, mechanical dog, which is a robot dog, which again has a certain amount of autonomy. And so, when it goes into it, they go into a place, it can turn open the doors, or allow itself in, and have a camera to be able to investigate the surroundings within the house. And to, again, the idea is so they could protect police officers from getting shot or hurt. But this is now already being integrated into the law enforcement. What's going to happen in 3 years? 2 years? 1 year? This technology is advancing at a hypersonic speed. So everyone now is probably thinking, okay, what the hell can we do against all this? Minimize your access to tech, number one. Don't just be dependent on technology. Don't just be dependent on a cell phone. If you got to be looking at that cell phone every 10 seconds because you think somebody's trying to reach you and call you, that phone is controlling you. That phone is emitting signals to your brain so that you check up on it. It is now steadily making contact with you, and is tracking you. So the first thing you need to do is learn not to become dependent on technology. Walk away from it every so often. Don't even own a television. What do you need a TV for? You know, don't even listen to the radio that much. Somebody say, well, I need my music. Remember, music is a frequency, and today artificial intelligence is producing music. You would not know it was an AI system producing that music. What frequencies is that music modulating at that you're listening to, written by an artificial intelligence? And what is that doing to your very genetic DNA code? What's that doing to your brain? What's that doing to your cells? Is it activating nanopoison that's already inside your body, the nanobio programming that's inside you? Is it activating it? People tell me all the time, well, you should go to this site and listen to these frequencies. And I tell people all the time, those frequencies are a hijack. And that can actually further accentuate the activation of the nano building inside of you. They look at you like, you know, what is but it's just music. The more I look at things and the more I look back at things, I have to tell you, I can see more and more in the past how the programming began, how it was initiated, what was initiated to get the program up and running, and what that programming was doing to us back then. Game shows, westerns, comedies, what we thought was funny then would be construed today as politically incorrect. In fact, anybody today that would make those comments using reference points from back in the 60s would today be in a place where they might fire you from your job because you made a comment that might be considered or construed as inappropriate. Perhaps calling a woman a woman. Oh my gosh, what did you just say? That's so inappropriate. She's a people. Okay, she's a she, but she's not a woman. Calling a man a man. Oh, what did you just say? Oh my God, that is so inappropriate. That is hate speech. That is, you know, that is just improper usage of entitlement. Some of you are thinking, oh, that can't be that bad, really? If you go listen to the Prime Minister of Canada when he was in Manitoba doing his speech, you could hear what he was saying. The programming has been ongoing since the 60s. Everything that was being displayed on the TV back then was all about MKUltra. MKUltra was entertaining us direct to some things like Batman and Robin, Bewitched, and other TV shows that they were displaying at the time as comedy or drama or dramatizations or both. Even the orchestrating of the music that they were playing at the time was all being done by the Illuminati and other factions of it. You know, and this is why we're at today. The 60s was the revolution of sexual revolution. Everybody was boinking everybody, you know. You know, let's go boink here, let's go boink her, let's go boink him. All these unwanted children that were formed and born because they needed aborted babies. You know, so when we're looking at some of the transitions, we went from a sexual revolution from the 50s to the 60s to where we're at today. The sexual revolution has never stopped. It's been constantly being devolved to where we're at today. A complete makeover of people who have no idea what their sexuality is and have been convinced through the educational system that they are genderless and they can be whatever they want to be, but even though the biology says one thing, they can say something else. That is how frickin' nuts this has gone. And God help you if you say something in along the lines that may be construed as derogatory towards transsexuality, toward homosexuality, lesbianism, you know, bisexuality, whatever. These people need to be protected from bad people that are saying things that might be true. You say anything true about them, you could wind up being ostracized or fined or whatever. The fact is that they have been created that way, they've been genetically modified to be the way they are, is something that, again, we've never looked at completely and totally correctly. But by looking at the food supply, the pesticides, the chemicals, the different things that they have created in our food supply, and through manipulating frequencies, manipulating certain pollutants in the water table, we have created these anomalies and these mutations, because that's what this is, a mutation, through a depraved science that has created this mutation to occur. We are in the world that we're in because those who are in charge have created the anomalies that we're dealing with today. When you're looking at the fallout from the space fence and from the chemtrails going on, and the magnetic fields are being expanded around the Earth, it's causing all kinds of bioreactive effects in our bodies, causing tuberous fibers to just manifest and grow. The assembly process that is utilized up in the atmosphere to create the webbing and the trails that they're creating are now falling on the general population, and that programming is still active, so it starts to begins to assemble inside of people. When you're eating any kind of food that's being sprayed heavily, they're spraying nanotechnology in the food supply, smart dust, smart sensors, smart chips. They're adding nanosilver, nanosilica, glyphosates, other atrazines, and all other kinds of things, which are, again, are on the nanoscale, which again bypasses the capacity for you to consume anything without being impacted or affected by technology that can alter your DNA. Can't say this, because if we say it, the United States government, the Canadian government, the European governments are involved, you know, with the Monsantos and the Bayers may now, you know, go up in arms and create problems for you in your environment. Just like when the one guy was doing conductive experiments with genetically modified corn with rats, and the rats had huge, humongous tumors, and he held them up on the camera, they fired that researcher. University, instead of backing up the researcher and saying this is the evidence that's going on, what is happening here, what is in the food supply, what wound up happening is the administration, the university fired the scientist that made the discovery. This is backwards. Back in the 70s, there was all kinds of exposés going on, TV shows that were exposing fraudulent practices on some corporations and businesses. Today, you can't do that. You do that, you lose support. What they've done is they've played the game and they've collected everybody so that they need to collect and have them on their payroll. So now if you're paying Nestle's, if you're paying DuPont, if you're paying Cargill, if you're paying Monsanto Bayer, if you're paying, you know, whoever's out there to create the anomalies you want, they can no longer have their scientists now speak about what's going on, because now they would be in violation of the trust or contracts that they have. And as a result, they could lose their jobs. This is the realm of reality we're living in. So what do you do about that? Well, you start growing things indoors, number one. Start experimenting with that. And then two, start supporting farmers. Go to their farms and buy produce and stuff from them, meats and things, directly from the farmer. Bypass the institutional matrix grocery store, because the grocery stores, for the most part today, I go in the grocery store, I maybe pick up maybe 10 things that are clean. The rest isn't. I walk out. I get what I need to get and I walk out. You know, I go to the farmers, I'll go to different places that are farm-like. You know, I know that they're growing stuff outdoors that's going to be loaded with contamination, so I avoid buying things unless they're garlic or onion and things of this nature. But still, there will be some contamination to these products. So you're going to have to learn how to neutralize what you're eating. That's the third thing you need to do, is find out where you can get good food, go get it, and grow it. And if you can't grow it, and if you can't find good sources, then you need to understand how to neutralize what you're eating so that it doesn't have a chance to further grow, network, assemble, or operate a program in your DNA. Important you understand this, important you learn about this, important you get this going. This is what we have to do today. Unfortunately, we live in that world. You know, I have done videos where I've taken a zapper, a cow prod, and prodded my meat so that if there was something active in there, would have basically disengaged it. These are things we got to do today, and we got to think like scientists. We can't think like laborers anymore. We're not, you know, we can't think like, you know, we're working in a factory and we're producing, you know, turning a nut on a bolt. Those days are gone. Really gone. You know, we can no longer, like I've stated in other videos, assume that the government is going to protect you. It's the government that's allowing these regulations to be lifted so that you can be violated. You know, this is where we're at today. This is how things are. You know, if you really want to see the Nano, just go to Brian396's channel there. He's got a Nano assembly vids. Okay, I got his link up there too. It'll be up there. Go check out the vids he's done. He's taking a lot of time to show you the impact of Nano and what it looks like. You know, he's got the photos. He's got so many of them. You know, go check them out. Go check them out. We are, like I said, we are in, you know, just to give you an idea here of how far it is, an AI robot does over 100,000 experiments in a year by itself. 100,000 experiments in a year. Even today's scientists can't do that. So what's that saying about the science that's coming down the pipe? What does that mean? What does that imply? Does it mean if you've got an AI bot, it's going to give you an overwhelming advantage of other people because of the computational speed that it can perform, 50 million computations per quanta second, that it can come up with several different answers and they would be all correct, and it would be a matter of how you would apply the answers in an application that you're doing. This is where we are. This is what's going on. You know, we are in a cage, in a bottle, in a bubble. That cage has become a laboratory, and you're the experiment. When I had a young woman contact me today, and she was making some comments because she trusts this one new ager with her nonsense, and I said to her, really? I said, do you see what she's saying there? She's basically telling you that you're going to be converted to a transhuman. It's not what you've been saying to me. Now, she can't see the forest for the trees, but she's only, like, again, she's a young millennial. I think the stupid gene was in abundance for that generation. You know, unbelievable. Now, like I said, I got to say this before I go on, because, again, I saw today a video where the millennials, some of them were actually marching for chemtrails, and the frequency devices are out there. So I was really surprised to see that, actually. So I thought, well, this is really good. Wow. Young people actually getting involved. Young people actually protesting. Young people marching in front of a shop. That's great. Keep it up. Maybe more of you will wake up. Like I said, we're in that realm. I've got a bunch of the links here. Synthetic Biology, Assault on Humanity, that's in Alana Friedland. AI Robot Experience exceeds 100,000 a year. Machine Learning Replicates Architecture Integrated Bio Nano. They were looking at we are becoming more reliant on artificial intelligence because it can think so much faster than we can and come up with answers so much quicker. It's going to deduce sooner or later that we should be serving it because it's smarter than we are. Elon Musk is worried about an AI system going to be benign. I keep thinking to myself, how in the hell can you even come up with a comparison of a machine being benign? Machines are neither benign or agitated or violent. They are machines, which run on an algorithm, in this case, a self-programming, self-upgrading system or network. If it sees that you're a problem or an obstacle, it'll either alter you or remove you. The concept of being chipped or marked or embedded with technology is, again, make you a better, a more compatible automaton to integrate with the great AI. Yay! Now we can take newspapers and make nanocarbon materials out of them. Wow! Talk about recycling. Here we got no touch torture. UN's actually now starting to talk about people who have been assaulted with, you know, bioreactive technology. You know, being hit and being broken down. Now they're beginning to look at this. This is no longer a minor issue. This has become global. And when you watch YouTube channels and you see all these people doing whatever they're doing in front of you, a lot of them are again been impacted by nano, and now they're showing you whatever's going on, and that's what is happening today. You know, with some people, they're trying to display the assault, but it hasn't been recognized, and now the UN is starting to look at recognition. So we're now, whether or not they'll ever do something about it is another story. You know, and then in this articles in this shot too, you're going to see about how nanoparticles can deliver bioactive materials, and how they can be how their fibers can continually cause inflammatory responses to the skin, which is what is happening to a lot of people once they become activated. You know, how you can even take visible light. Now, see, this is what I've been telling people all the time. A simple light can create an activity with nanoparticles, can create whatever reaction you want them to do. So, and when you read all these articles about nano, it's all about how great they're going to make you feel, how health, this is all for your health, this is all for you. This is, I mean, this is the twist, the contortion of the truth here. Yes, it's all for you. It's all for you to be state so that you can be a slave. It's all for you so you can be an automaton. It's all for you so you can wind up being transhuman. It's all for you. That's where it's at today. That's what's going on today. And that's how it is. You know, go back to what we talked about the other day about guard well thy heart, for from it flow the wellsprings of life. That is very true. Guard your heart. You know, don't let anybody break your heart. Don't let anybody manipulate your heart. If you're in a bad relationship, cut your losses and leave. Keep your heart intact. If you're with people and associating with people, and all they can do is belittle you, all they can do is make you feel inferior, all they can do is make you feel like you are inadequate in any way, shape, or form, all they can do is suppress you and suppress your capacity to evolve, those people you need to leave, let go, move forward, move on, and continue in your evolution. Because this is what is happening today too. You know, you're trying to reach people and they try to belittle you or make you feel inferior. Guard your heart. Guard your heart well. Guard well thy heart, for from it flow the wellsprings of life. You have no idea of the assault that's going on your emotional level, anxiety levels, stress levels, you know. And these all affect the organs, every one of them. So again, keep in mind that biblical verse. Guard well thy heart, for from it flow the wellsprings of life. That's something you may want to lean on, something you may want to find comfort in. You know, I always tell people, oh, go, you know, read the New Testament, go read about what Jesus had to say. Don't listen to anybody, don't listen to any minister, don't listen to anybody. Read it for yourself. If you don't understand it, don't worry about it. Just keep reading it, it'll grow on you. So you can see the truth without any encumbrances or anybody in, you know, interfering with your understanding as you need to see things. You know, it's God's word. Let God show you. So again, you know, some of you might find that, oh my gosh, there's no hope. Well, it's all a matter of perspective, I guess. When you read what Jesus had to say, he's the only one that I've ever seen offer any hope. Now, on the same token, Don't get caught up listening to doctrinal dogmas that really have no basis in fact in biblical truths. I, for one, I say it all the time. I'm not a believer in the rapture at all. I think that's been a big, huge farce to deactivate crystals and keep in a state of lethargy. Half in, half out. Someone's quoting me a verse. Well, remember what it says, one is taken and one is left behind? Okay, the one that's left behind is of this world. The one that's taken was taken out of the back 40 and was wiped out. That's always been the case. When somebody, some group of people were taken out or taken away from the general population, they were usually executed. That's how I see that particular verse. Now some are saying, well, maybe it means, no, that's how I see it. I've never known in any form of history, any time, where Christians got out easy. Seems that they were always the ones that had that were the most expendable. This time around, I see what I see going to happen is Christians and people of the Islamic faith are going to get wiped out. They're going to create some kind of anomaly and wipe out both of those beliefs. Then Israel will be by itself, and eventually I see that being wiped out too. You know, I don't see any room for God on a godless planet. God is being eradicated so that we have a new God, and we have a people kind. A complete sham and mockery of creation. This is how I see what's going on around me, the interpretation of what I see going on around me. I don't believe in any kind of hocus pocus either. I'm not a New Ager, and I will say that straight out. I think the New Agers have got it so far out the left field. They're believing in things that they can't even substantiate. And then they got them going vegan, which further depletes and depraves their minds even further. So, like I said, we are in a world today where it's a bizarre world, you know. And the only way to get through it is to help each other through it. That's it. Go at it alone, you're going to get smoked. And you need to find real people with real intentions. And have a real sense of reality. Not get caught up on tangents or whatever, you know, whatever you may believe, and I don't care what it is, whether you believe in the biblical truths, whether you believe in Catholicism, Protestantism, whether you believe in, you know, Islam, whether you believe in the Torah, whether you believe in Vedics, whether you believe in Buddha, you believe in Baha'i, whatever you believe in, it appears that all the books that are written today are all pointing to the same script, if you will, for lack of a better term, of a termination of life on this planet. Some are calling it a reset, some are calling it the end of times, however way you want to call it. But it wouldn't hurt to pay attention to what they're all saying. I've listened to what the native prophecies have talked about, the Hopi prophecies. Some of the things that it says correlates with the biblical prophecies of the end times, which also correlates with the Quran and the end times, which also correlates with the Torah, the same thing. You can call it coincidence, you can call it a script, you can call it a program, but nonetheless, it's there and it's unanimous. It's not something you can overlook. Or if you do, I think you're missing the bigger picture. Why was it spoken of in so many different texts in so many different parts of the world? Even Nostradamus had prophecies for the Roman Catholic Church and depicted of a time, another world war in Europe, which we haven't seen yet, but I can see that it's being prepared. So like I said, I look at everything today and without any kind of prejudice, and I look at what everybody's saying. And when I see the coincidences, well, I shouldn't say coincidences, when I see the correlation between what everybody's saying in regard to how things are supposed to play out, we're going to need again to understand, you know, how it's going to be played out, what's happening, and what's happening in those different areas where these texts are talking about, okay, and give us a better idea on how to prepare. Now, some, you know, there's all kinds of ways you can interpret this. Somebody say these things already happened in the past. It's true, but when we see them being repeated again, okay, and they're being presented again. You can't dismiss that either. No matter what you may think, can't dismiss it. It's happening. We're talking about machines taking over the planet. You know, when you look at some of the architecture and you're seeing robots in the architecture in France and in Greece and other parts of the world, you got to think already they already had this technology. When you're seeing, you're hearing references to some sort of supercomputer that they've had in the past. Okay, again, they've already had this technology. The only thing that has been removed is our knowledge and awareness of the fact that these things that have already existed in time in the past. We have lost all connection to our history, where we've been, what has happened, and because we are repeating those same mistakes again. I was just talking to somebody about that today, how we as a species have this brain damage. We can't retain anything after the third generation. Once the third generation has passed and gone through, everybody seems to forget all the lessons, all the trials and tribulations everybody has gone through to get them at the state where they're in today, in a state where they are have become a nation, a people, you know, a core. You know, what got them there, they've forgotten. You know, we're going to get to a point where we're going to be forgetting so much, and we're going to forget the World War II even ever happened. We're going to forget to question things and test things and ask the real questions that's required to get real answers. We're going to forget how to do this as well. And we're going to become so forgetful that we're going to eventually wind up becoming completely entangled and ensnared as, well, we are slaves. The only difference between us today as slaves, our chains and our bonds are now in our head. Before, they were tethers bound to our wrists and our ankles. Now they're bound to our head. And they're bound inside with technology that's constantly assembling chips and implants and all kinds of tech inside the system antenna to keep us in a state of being tethered. And this is where the fight begins. This is where the real fight is, because the fight now is between you and the machine. You and the lost history. You and the powers that be that want to further keep you in a state of entrapment and enslavement. Brian and I used to talk about the whole concept of reincarnation, and neither one of us really believe in it coming back here. You know, his perspective was that we would be trapped in this dimension. I never bought into it ever. I often looked at the butterfly and the caterpillar, and I often looked at, well, if the caterpillar is evolving to a butterfly, then and it's indicating, and the butterfly doesn't go back to being a caterpillar, then it's the next step in the state of evolution is to a higher life form. That's how I've always interpreted it. Now, others may want to debate, but I would agree also with Brian on this, that why would you want to come back to this shithole, this cesspool? Why would you settle for living in a sewer when you could evolve to a far more advanced life, or life form? That makes no sense to me. Unless it's a program to keep you trapped in a bad reality. That's, again, another way of looking at it. Since none of us know how to get to the next level, okay, I always say go and read what Jesus had to say. He came, he performed the miracles, he talked about the kingdom of heaven, he died and came back from the dead and ascended. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to ascend. I don't know how to come back from the dead. I don't think anybody I know I've ever met can do it either. One person told me today she was invincible. So let's put that to the test. I like it when people tell me something stupid. Oh, I'm invincible. Well, let's see. Let's put a bullet in your head and see if you die or not. You know, easy enough test. Or jump out of a window. And if you bounce and step back up, well, you're invincible. You know, if not, oh well, you made a mistake. This is part of the program. These false beliefs, these false ideals, these false concepts. No basis in any reality. But it sounds good and it feels good. It feels really good. This is what, how I started the presentation tonight, something that Hitler had stated. He said it was probably one of his soldiers or one of his military generals that actually may have came up with it, probably so. About, and again, if you'll watch the video, I'll put up the pod tonight, you know, with the her link. Go look at it, and you'll see it at the very beginning. And she talks about whatever. Mentions that whole concept that if you get a mass of people and you get them all emotion going, and you can tell them whatever you want, they'll believe it. You can tell them all the bullshit you can want to give them, and they'll believe it. And I believe it as well, because I see it just on a small scale, you know. People are watching goofy gurus selling shit for brain products to a general population who have absolutely no idea what these products, because I get the emails all the time. Oh, no, what do you think about C60? I said, are you seriously kidding me? You know, these are people supposed to be listening to the podcast asking me this question. But again, they get caught up on the whole dynamic of being emotionally moved, and so now they don't think. The brain has been disengaged. The brain has become disengaged. You know. Then there's a link on my site on Carbon C60, and I'm posting every week. I'm posting links on these pod beans so that you can see the dangers of carbon nano anything. There's nothing good about carbon on a nano scale, zero. Once it's ingested into the body, it can get lodged and stay there, and then it too will assemble. You know what's interesting, and I made this observation, in the last 50 years, they have poisoned us with two specific poisons. Two specific ones. More so than anything else. The hijacking of the genetics is another thing. But the two main poisons that they have impacted us with is carbon. All that corn sugar and the glucose and fructose and the cereals that we've eaten and the bread that we've consumed and the candy that we eat and these sugars that we put in, you know, so much stuff and the cookies and the pies and the cakes, that's all carbon. The vegetables that the vegans are eating, they want to eat all these vegan, they want to eat all this carbon. They're saying that the American population is composed of in their biology today, 50% of their biology is carbon or sugar. And the second thing that they have poisoned us with is silica. A metal that you cannot break down or utilize on any level because you have absolutely no acid, no means of absorbing this material to be utilized in the construct and building of the body in any way, shape, or form. Doesn't absorb aluminum like they tell you. That's all bullshit. You can't absorb it. You can't break it down. It can be transferred into the cells. When you see these products having the silic acid, it will transfer that into the cells. If anybody wants the information on it and the data, feel free to email me, independs@yahoo.com. I'll give you all the data you want on that. But the two biggest poisons that they have given everybody is carbon, which was all the sugar shit that they sold us, and silica. Now, doesn't that make you think a little bit, why would they have fed us all this carbon and silica? Silica is just about everything. They use it as a preserving agent. They use it as a drying agent. It's in your vitamins. It's in your pills. It's in your chemicals. The initial research on it was when they were feeding it to the livestock, they were wondering what, you know, what it was doing. When they found it was breaking down the DNA strands, they shut down the research and they buried it. Health food industry says, oh, silica is good for you. Oh, yeah, buy some silica. Oh, yeah, silica, silica, silica. Oh, it's going to make your hair grow. It's going to make your nails grow. Oh, yeah, they ain't going to do jack diddly. Except poison you. Store in the body and assemble. Break down the skeletal structure. Same thing with the carbon. All this sugar. Then everybody's winding up having fungal infections and yeast infections and bacterial overload and viruses and, you know, algae growth and all these wonderful things as a result because the sugar breaks down the body's defenses to keep the body in a state of stasis, balance. And the Bible says, you know, when people die, it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Well, ashes carbon, dust to silica, sand. Carbon and silica, you know. Sugar and sand. Final composition. All will be left because all the protein will have been broken down, consumed by whatever. So I made that observation. That's a holy jumping, you know. Look what they did. Solution of that is don't eat any silica products. Don't use it at all. Don't need to. If you want your hair to grow, use collagen or gelatin. It'll make your hair grow and combine it with copper and some vitamin C. Watch what happens after a couple weeks. You'll have a mop on your head. Nails will grow even and sustain their integrity. Don't let anybody bullshit you in the health food industry. It is one pile of rubbish today, and all it's doing is again keeping you in a state of lower frequencies and understanding. When you listen to anybody, including myself, I'm not excluding myself so that I don't have any special status here. Investigate, validate, and substantiate. Don't just listen to these quackery, quacked up quackos on the television, you know, like Dr. What is it? Oozy the Floozy, or Schmoozy the Doozy, or Choozy the Poozy, whatever the hell his name is. Again, if there's any coincidence to the name or whatever, it's just purely coincidence. Dr. Coca-Cola, things go better with Coca-Cola. Don't listen to anybody, you know, like that. Listen to anybody, because the majority of these doctors, you know, some of them are well-intended, but they are dumb. And all they know is how to read a research paper, but they really don't know how to explore and test to see if that's even working. And then they'll sell you a product with their face on that product. So what is that all about? Investigate, validate, substantiate. Start paying attention to nano assembly, nano repair, nano self-replication. Brian396 and myself have been speaking on this forever. Okay, I'm at the point now I don't even want to talk about it anymore, but it's one of those things that people ask me, so you have to sort of go keep on going with it. But we have been telling you that these are nanoparticles with a program operating system. You can't repair, replicate, or assemble unless you have a program telling you to do this. Now, what happens when you eat a lot of carbon and a lot of silica? Oh, you have now the perfect matrix to produce the constructs inside your body, the networks, the assemblage, the connections, the bots, chips, whatever. And they now start using you as a platform. You say, well, that sounds really sci-fi and Outer Limits and Twilight Zone. Yep. They're the first ones to show this stuff to us. Now we're seeing it in real life. You know, before I go on, I'm always talking about different people that are doing stuff for everybody and are active, you know. I'm going to start off with the Shy Channel, an interview I did about a week ago in Israel. Go pay attention to Shy. He's also trying to get an awareness factor going up. Take a look at him. The link will be on the site when you open up the pod. The Aramac Network. Aramac is another fellow over there in, I keep getting mixed up, Sweden or Switzerland. I'm always mixing that up. He's probably going to give me shit for that. But anyway, Tony, I'm here. Anyway, he's got a good YouTube channel as well. Go give him your support. Give him both your support if you can. Brian396 at www.minds.com/Brian396/blogs. Or go look at his nano assembly vids on the Google. photos.google.com. Just type in nano assembly vids or Brian396 and it should pull it up. You got me on the YouTube channel. Again, the link will be there. I just call it Alternatives with Demos. And then you got the website augmentandforce.com. Alternatives to the Alternatives. Actually, they put my statistic thing back up. And we're over 600,000. I'm really surprised. It took a long time to get there, but 600,000 people have actually watched that video, or actually watched that site, and we're in 194 countries. That really blows my mind. It really does. I'd like, whoa, hey, look at that. He brought that back. So anyway, the information is for free. Free, free, free. I don't need your firstborn. I don't need your house. I don't need your mortgage. I don't need your car. I don't even need any credit card. Feel free to go on the site, get the data, get the information, and again, learn what you can. I do make things. I do make the buckets. I do make the fans. I sold a bunch of fans in the last little while. We got triangles. We got the flash drives. We've got the books on DVD. We've got old-fashioned remedies and tinctures and different things like that. And I also do sometimes custom work for people as well. So again, check out the catalog link. If you're interested in anything, feel free to access. Send me an email and we'll go from there. I also do consultations as well. I charge $35 for consultations. So if you need help with your health, let me know. All right. I'm going to call it a morning, night, whatever. Check out the information. Check out the links. Again, investigate Elana Freeland's site, Synthetic Biology and Assault. I think you'll find it most rewarding in the sense that it's giving you a full spectrum of things that you need to be fully aware of. You know, don't shy from the truth. The truth is never easy to accept. You know, hands down, sometimes the truth is a bitch. You know, end of story. But you're better off knowing the truth than living a lie. Because the more you live a lie, the bigger the entrapments become. And, you know, you need to be free. All right, I got another announcement. Los Angeles Skywatch, they're going to have a demo in Los Angeles. It's, I believe, going to be, hold on a second, she gave me a date. Starting at November 27th, I believe. Oh, let's see here. Did I get the right one? Give me 1 second here. Hold on. It's going to be about 5G. Demonstration logistics, date November 30th, 2019. Demonstration time, 10:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're demonstrating in front of the EREW Han Market. So, at the corner of Venice Boulevard and Abbot Kinney. We won't be walking up and down Abbot Kinney at this demonstration like last time, but instead focusing on the health-conscious individuals who frequent the Irwin Health Food material. Stupid thing here, hold on. Meetup location, 10:45 a.m. in front of the French Market Cafe at 2321 Abbot Kinney Boulevard, Venice, California. So again, they're going to have a demo there. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, feel free to go in there and show them your support. It's going to be called laskywatch.com. So if you didn't get the information, you can probably type in the link and go and look at the Stop 5G demonstration on the laskywatch.com. All right. Gave you everything. Anyway, you guys have a good night. Till the next show, to the next sequence. Your health. Stay awake, stay alert, explore, experiment, validate, and substantiate. Have a good one.